Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald, your show's host. Today, I have a great episode, and it is on stress. Stress from the outside in versus stress from the inside out. Two very different distinctions. But first here, I would like to invite you in to just listen. Listen beyond these words. Listen from a fresh new set of ears. Listen for what sounds different. Listen judgment-free. Show up here with an empty mind. And listen for a feeling. Because when you feel good, here you've gotten some insight. Insight comes from within via a new thought. It's nothing that's forced. It just happens. So let's just talk about this. Oftentimes, you know, we've been told that we have major life events that happen to us, obviously, and we can go through a divorce, we can go through a bad breakup, we can go through a move, having a baby, getting married, buying a home. Oftentimes, this is associated with numbers, where you might have gone to the doctor or even a magazine, and they rate the severity of the stress that you should be feeling based on the life event. So oftentimes, when you see this, this is like a cause of stress based on the outside circumstance. So here's the thing though. If stress really came from these events, different people handle it very different. Not everyone is stressed out when they're going through something major in their life. Some people deal with it with resilience. Some people deal with it feeling calm. So different people respond to the exact same event differently. So if stress really truly came from the outside event, every single person would be responding and reacting the exact same way. Interesting, isn't it? And what happens is, when people feel like they're stressed out or they have to live with stress, that's what most people think. Stress is part of life. We become a victim of circumstance, right? We feel depressed. We feel sad. We look to handle stress management. We look to fix ourselves. We look to fix our outside world. We do punishing exercise. We meditate. We try to control our thoughts. We try to read those latest self-help books. So we look for help on the outside to allow us to feel calm and relaxed and to deal with stress. You know, here's the thing though. Stress is created via a thought. From that thought creates feelings and emotions. So if you do have, a life event here of a move, you're moving somewhere different. It's how you're thinking about the move that's creating your experience. And your experience is created via your thinking. And whatever you're thinking, those are the emotions and the feelings getting generated. You know, the emotions and feelings are just a reaction to thought. So that goes here to, the inside out version of stress. Stress only occurs within our minds via our thinking. In no way, shape, or form does stress come from any event, any circumstance, any person. It's not possible. So here's an example. When I was in the corporate world on Sunday, maybe you can relate to this. Every Sunday, later in the day, I'd be going, oh no, I got to go to work tomorrow. I have a big presentation. I'm busy. I have problems with my boss. Whatever it was that I was thinking about going back to work on Monday, my heart was pounding. I was feeling anxious, stressed out. I was feeling frustrated. I didn't want the weekend to end. So the actual thinking that I had about the Monday situation going back to work was coming from my thoughts about it. Not my boss, not the building, not my job, not Monday. Stress is not created from that circumstance. I was the one that generated my own stress from the thinking that I was having about the experience. I wish I knew that way back when. So how powerful is that? If you have some insights that you can gain around that, oh my gosh, automatically alone, that would reduce your stress. To realize that stress is created by what you're thinking, and understanding about where stress comes from and how it's generated from you, potentially that could significantly reduce the stress in your world. Again, why? Because you have this brand new understanding you may never have had before. Your new understanding is stress is coming from within you. How you're thinking about whatever the experience is that you're having. So it's not generated from the outside world. And I know people meditate to clear their mind, which is fine, to get answers. And here's the thing. Once your thinking clears of all this stress, you don't have to do anything. There's no technique, there's no tool, there's no strategy. Once your mind clears of this thinking, what happens is your mind goes back to its natural state of clarity. You'll get some wisdom, you'll feel more relaxed, you'll feel more peace, and that happens automatically. And it will put you into a better mood, because that's exactly what happens when you connect back into all of these innate feelings, your innate wellness, your resilience, your calm, peace, innate mental health. We all have that. And oftentimes we don't have access to it because we are wrapped up in our thinking. And we're wrapped up in our thinking, we get stressful thoughts, even anxiety and depression, sadness, all of that. That's only created internal via thinking. That can't be managed or fixed from the outside world because it doesn't come from any circumstance in the outside world. But because we bring thought to life via our consciousness and our senses, it appears real. Here's the key. So if we don't really know where our feelings and emotions are being generated, we look for something in the outside world to help us, but it doesn't help because it's created from within you. And this is huge. This should be breaking news for people. Sadness, anxiety, depression, frustration, all of that is created via thinking. And when we keep having these thoughts of whatever it is we're thinking, we are living a reality reflecting that. So again, there's opportunities here to really see something different, to begin to open up to new possibilities, beginning to open up to something bigger than us, that we don't have to live in stress. We don't have to manage stress. Once you gain levels of understanding, your consciousness raises upward, you get these new levels of thought that you never got before, these brand new feelings you might never have felt before, but they are your birthright. We are all born with our birthright of health, mental health. It's innate in us. We have it. Happiness, peace, calm, confidence, all of that. We just don't access it because we're spending too much time thinking about whatever it is that we're thinking about from these outside circumstances. And once you gain that true insight and understanding on where thought, where your experience comes from via your thinking, that alone is a game changer, because that puts you back into power, that puts you back into self-leadership, into ownership. And it's a beautiful place to live, because that's who you really are. I hope that you found this helpful. I'd love for you to reach out if you want to share an insight or talk even more. I can be reached at missionpossibleyou@gmail.com or Facebook Messenger, and love to hear what you have to say, your thoughts. Feel free to reach out. So thanks so much for joining me here. It was great spending time with you, and I will see you on the next episode of Mission Possible You. You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media, and please remember to subscribe.